Socialist Melit Quiroz said she was excited to see Palantir leave Colorado. By Marianne Angela on June 26, 2026. Melit Quiroz, a socialist congressional candidate challenging incumbent Democrat Rep. Diana Degette in Colorado's 1st Congressional District, said she was excited to see Palantir leave Colorado. Speaking with 9 News anchor Kyle Clark, Quiroz said she was pleased to see the data analytics company leave Colorado. She accused Palantir of trying to embed itself within the federal government and collecting Americans' data for its own benefit. I was excited to see them leave. Palantir is a company that's made it abundantly clear that they have every interest in embedding itself within the United States government, taking as much of our data as possible and using it for their own benefit, Quiroz told Clark. I believe our privacy is paramount, and Palantir is a company that stands in the face of that. After being asked whether she would also like to see major employers leave Colorado, Quiroz said companies that profit from war should not be promoted. Quiroz said she was happy to see the tech and surveillance company Palantir leave Colorado this year. Quiroz said she would also be happy if defense contractor Lockheed Martin leaves Colorado. Lockheed employs roughly 15,000 Coloradans. pic.twitter.com/i872lwq6zx. Kyle Clark, at Kyle Clark, June 23, 2026. Lockheed, Suncor, she responded. I sincerely believe that companies that profit off of war are not companies that we should seek to promote and grow. I want to see a world where war doesn't exist anymore. When Clark argued that Lockheed Martin helps protect Americans and U.S. interests, Quiroz disagreed and said she would rather see the company move into industries that do not profit from war. I don't believe that's the case. If Lockheed wants to continue into other avenues or industries that don't profit off of war, I'd be happy to see that, though, Quiroz added. Quiroz has built her campaign around a slate of left-wing policies. Her platform includes Medicare for All, universal child care, and abolishing immigration and customs enforcement. Quiroz has also tied abortion access to economic freedom, framing it as part of reproductive justice and bodily autonomy. She has also pushed for a trans bill of rights. During an appearance on the Call Me Limbo podcast, Quiroz said her campaign was updating its website to include the proposal and called for a stronger push behind transgender policies.